Okay, this is June 27th, and tonight is questions and answers.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Such is the nature of life that all it asks and all it wants is an opportunity to appear. You are that opportunity, and so am I. It is the purpose of this teaching to make us aware of this essential truth of our being, and I hope that is sinking into you, ladies and gentlemen, and I hope that you're doing it every day, telling yourself that you are a god or a goddess, and that you haven't forgotten that you're worthy and deserving, totally lovable, and that you matter. These are the things that you want to be able to run through your mind anytime you want. You see, you have control of your mind. You have control of your thinking. And you can put any thought in there that you want to think. You do not have to think what other people think or what the world thinks. You're making your own reality all the time. You can learn to live in your own universe. You can learn to live in your own universe. So, do that. And it's done with the mind. Forget the appearances. Remember, do not judge by appearances. All right, with that said, does anyone have a question? This month we were talking about alchemy, the idea of changing one thing into something else. And that's what our mind does. And we can change that mind anytime when you're not feeling good or this is happening or that's happening. You have to sit yourself down and say, what am I thinking that's bringing this into my life? It's always going to be you. You don't have to take, you have to take responsibility, but you don't have to take blame for it. You have to realize, oh, my mind is doing this to me, and I can change that at any moment. So, that's a simple, easy way to look at this teaching. You can change. So, any questions out there?
When you find yourself not having the same mentally receiving or open to receiving way of thinking that maybe you did like last year or when you were younger, and like, you know, like just for whatever reason things are getting you down or whatever, how do you bring yourself back? Like sometimes I find myself being snarky or, you know, negative, and like, you know, I'm not generally a negative person, but like how do you bring yourself back?
Well, first you notice it, and you notice that you're being snarky. Then you set yourself down and you say to your mind, that is not what I want. Here's what I want. And you change it. You say, we are so convinced that our mind is us. And it's not. You are not your mind. Your mind is yours to use, and you have to learn how to use your mind correctly. And you notice that stuff, so you're becoming a witness to your thinking. Now you have to say, but that's not the thinking I want. Do you remember the two tenets of science of mind? I think it's on page 181. Of Science of Mind by Ernest Holmes. And it is, learn to think the thought that you want to think. And learn to feel the feeling you want to feel. If you allow feelings and thoughts to just come and go, you're not in control of your life. Does that help, Andy? Mm-hmm.
So when you're like today, I was in a, started off great, and then my wonderful old cell phone acted up. So I had to go to Verizon, and 3 hours later, and I was pretty nasty by the second hour.
Because of the 3 hours that you had to wait?
I mean, to the people in there, nobody knew what they were doing. It was crazy, and every time they opened their mouth up, an extra charge was added on, and all I wanted was a simple answer, how much is my bill going to cost me now? With everything, you know, and when I left there, and I found myself in such a negative mood, And I kept saying to myself, you need to pull yourself out of this. You know, you are God. You need to come out of this. And I still haven't really been able to release it, because then I get on the phone, it's a new phone, and things are still wrong. And I'm like, I'll take a deep breath, you know. And so when you have a situation like that, and on the way there, I was aggravated, and I said, okay, relax, it's going to be good. You know this is going to work out fine, and it didn't, you know. And so now I'm having still the residuals of that coming in. As just as I sit here, I look at this, I want to throw it at the window, you know.
What, the phone?
The phone, yeah.
Well, throw it.
Yeah. Not if I just spent, you know, X amount of hundreds of dollars for it, yeah.
You always have to sit down and say, forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do. And you have to look at those people, and what happens is they started to get ridiculous. And when they did, you immediately put a label on them and said they don't know what they are doing. See? Mm-hmm. Now you said to yourself, they don't know what they're doing. Now what's going to happen? What is going to happen?
Well, what happens, obviously.
Exactly. You created the whole thing.
But how do you just...
You have to disengage from it. Mm-hmm. Your ego wanted you to win. It wanted you to fight. And it wanted you... I took a seminar years and years ago put out by some church. I can't remember the title of the seminar right now, but the man that was doing it, it was an Episcopalian church. What we're usually doing in that case, you're standing there when they're doing that and you're calling them bungholes. You're not being nice to those people. So you are putting that energy out. That energy that you put out comes right back to you. Mm-hmm. Make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense.
So then just learn to forgive and say they don't know what they do, what they're doing.
So one's just supposed to stand there, sit, be in that store for 3 hours and just say, well, they don't know what they're doing. I forgive them.
Why'd you stay 3 hours? You
were getting, 3 hours.
I said, why did you stay 3 hours? You were getting some joy out of it.
Well, I needed a phone.
But mentally, you were getting something out of it also.
Well, I don't think so.
Well, that's okay. Don't take
it. I would say, okay.
You have to realize that you caused that. You're always the cause under your own experience. And you caused that somehow. How? I don't know. But when you get into all that, you have to withdraw from it. But you could have said, I'll have to come back tomorrow. You see? But you, decided you needed that phone and you needed it right away and it must be done your way. Right? So couldn't you see now that you did that and caused that? And did you take responsibility and no blame? You don't blame yourself. You say, look what my mind has done to me. That's all. And then you have to correct that so it doesn't happen the next time to you. Make sense to people? Yeah.
Well, can I interject? I had the same thing. I went because my phone, I'm so cheap, I just keep the flip phone because I'm like, fuck everybody. I'm not getting all this nonsense because I don't need it. I don't want it. I don't want all that crap on there. I just ask somebody else and they have... they'll do it for me and they love it. So my phone, I don't know, it was acting up, my flip phone. So I'm like, and they always are like, because they're all young and they are not used to flip phones. So they're like,
what is this?
There he goes. Literally, I had one guy who really didn't know what he like was panicking. And I guess brilliant, okay. Can I get somebody just a little who's been around a little bit who kind of knows what a flip phone is? And he's like, yeah, okay. But so the phone was messed up, and so I get this guy who, very helpful, and he's like, you know, doing this little thing on the phone, and I go, it's not ringing, you know, whatever. And he goes, okay, we'll order you a new phone. So I go, okay, so in the meantime, how long is this going to take? You know, he's like, oh, we'll get it to you, no charge because you're under warranty, in 2 days. So I go, okay, well, in the meantime, I still don't have a ringer on this phone. Do you have a loaner that you can loan me? Oh, I don't know. And so they go back in the black hole and do whatever. And, of course, they're gone for, like, 45 minutes. All right, so I'm sitting there. And I'm like, la, 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 la. And so they finally come back. And, oh, no, we don't have that. And I'm like, well, then I'm just going to have to, you know, I guess grin and bear it until this new phone comes. Right? And I'm like, yeah, and they just didn't know what to tell me again. So I go, that's fine. So I get the new phone, bring it in, go to the same guy. I go, I'm going to the, because he knows what's going on. So he's like, oh, great, you know, so he's trying to, you know, I go, I don't want to lose all my data. I want to make sure it gets transferred. So he's, you know, doing this thing, and now this phone is worse than my phone. And so then he calls, he goes, he didn't know what to do, so he calls his supervisor. So, and she's, you know, they never give you eye contact anymore. They just do their thing. So I'm like, hello, hi, are we getting there somewhere? And she's like, I'm working on it. And of course, a half hour later, she still can't get it together either. So I go, okay, all right, Skippies, what are we going to do now? You know, what is your solution? Do I have to wait again for it? And I go, is this a new phone? Oh, no, that's a rehab phone. I go, how come I didn't get a new phone? Why are you sending me a rehab phone? Obviously, this is worse than my phone. And so then they transfer, you know, and they got my phone back, and then my phone actually started to work. And I just said, thank you very much, and I just thanks for your help. And then they started sending me, oh, you're getting charged all this because you got this phone, and I go, no, you know, and I had to catch myself from going, you know, come on. That was like a 5 hour haul. And I think I caught myself from throwing a big fit. And I could have. And so the other girls, can I help you? You know, that kind of the question? And of course, they have no idea what's going on. And I'm being helped, thank you. But I don't know. I guess, you know, from listening to you, I have to catch myself from really being
that
nasty because I could have ripped their head off.
Of course.
I mean, and I came close to ripping it off.
And your mind and body loves that, to rip somebody's head off. You know, you get great pleasure out of ripping somebody's head off. Look at me, I'm better than you.
Mm-hmm.
No, no. But you're learning, and that's what counts.
Mm-hmm. So you're not alone on... So the thing is, get a flip phone.
So I have a question about separation. Like, I feel like...
Separation anxiety or just separation?
Well, I feel like both professionally and like relationship wise, as far as like, you know, the relationship with opposite sex or whatever, I feel like the separation in both those areas is just becoming greater and greater. Like the separation between me and the next job I have and me and next girlfriend, it feels like this vast expanse that it feels like it's unbridgeable. How do you change that?
Well, you have to give up the idea that it's unbridgeable. You have to know that you're setting that whole thing up. You're just giving us a scenario where you think
I don't doubt that
you're separated from everything. You have to know that you're one with everything. And when you get those thoughts, set yourself down and tell yourself, no, that is not correct. That is not the way I want to view this. This is not the way I want to think of this. And here's what I want. I want to feel connected to everything. You all have to feel connected. We have to feel connected to our people around us and to this thing called God or the universe. You have to feel a connection. That help you any?
On kind of on his lines, you know, because I just recently, as you know, going under a lot of changes in my life, but it's sort of been on Andy's line. I have some wonderful, probably some greatest friends that somebody could have, and they prove themselves over the thing that just recently happened to me. So friendships were never an issue, but all my friends, majority of them, are either married or they have a boyfriend or a girlfriend. So I do a lot of stuff alone, you know, I truly do. And that's okay, but sometimes I really find myself lately walking, and my apartment is beautiful, you know, and it's I'm so blessed and so grateful. And yeah, I find myself walking in sometimes just feeling very alone, feeling really lonely. Whether sometimes I get into a melancholy state, as it happened the other night, coming back from our friends in Rancho, and I had a friend in the car with me and driving up, and he said, you know, how are you doing? I said, I'm a little melancholy. He said, what's going on? I said, I don't know. I said, but I know it's okay. I said, I'll figure it out sooner or later. I just don't know it right now. But I find myself, it seems a little bit more prevalent in my life these days, you know? Yeah, and I don't know how sometimes to shake that. Yeah, because here I'm standing in my apartment. It's gorgeous, and I've worked hard to get what I have, and you know, and I'm looking around. I'm thinking, you're so blessed, and yet you feel very alone right now.
Yeah, well, why do you feel alone?
There's
no reason to feel alone.
Pardon?
There's no reason to feel alone. You're indulging in feelings that you shouldn't be indulging in.
So how does one shape that when you're in the...
Well, first of all, you stop thinking. You have to stop thinking those thoughts.
It's a feeling. It's not even a thought. It's like a feeling that comes up.
You cannot have a feeling
without a thought.
Feelings always follow thought.
It follows action.
So when you have that, you have to see what you're doing to yourself and then change it.
So,
how do you change it?
So when I walk into my apartment and I come to the movie by myself or what to eat or something, and I come in and then all of a sudden, oh, you're alone again. You know, you're alone here. You know, and so I should not think that then.
Well, you can be alone without being lonely.
Mm-hmm.
So start with that idea. And here's the... Instead of getting yourself into that, you went to the movies alone. Did you call anyone and ask them to go?
No, because there wasn't anybody to call.
You don't know that. Who wasn't that? There's millions of people out there.
Well, in my circle, you know, yeah. At 1 o'clock in the afternoon, I pretty much know what everybody is doing and what they're doing, and I would call you anyway.
No.
You know, you know, who... So, and I don't have a problem. I've done it all a long time, you know, for years. And it's just recently, all of a sudden, it's like, wow, kind of like to be able to do something with somebody.
Yeah.
You know, other than...
Well, then start seeing yourself with somebody and start mm-hmm. seeing yourself doing things with other people. And stop that thing, I'm all right alone and I've dealt with it for years. That doesn't do a damn bit mm-hmm. of good. You have to start every time new and say... When you're standing in your apartment, look around and say, oh, this is beautiful. And make yourself believe that. Look what I have accomplished. Look what I have done. You have to do that. You have to work on your own mind. Yeah. Help you?
Mm-hmm.
Good. And Paula, do you have a question?
No, I was just thinking, when I was single, I felt very much the way August feels. I felt alone.
Yes.
And lonely.
Yes.
Much of the time.
And that's our culture. It tells us that. Say, especially gay people. You can't be alone. You have to hook up with somebody. You can't, you know. But you can.
Well, I guess I put those feelers out there and I met John.
Yeah, see? Well, there you go. So if that's what you're looking for, you can have the, well, any of that. Why do you think you're not in a... What do you think your problem is that you're not in a relationship?
I don't know. I've asked myself that. I think at one point I thought I was just too picky. I wouldn't say I'm not worthy, deserving to a little money I matter. You know what I mean?
You have to keep going back to that.
Mm-hmm.
There's something that you don't feel right about.
I would agree with that.
And you feel, if people found out, they wouldn't want me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So now, tell everyone. He's an ex-Catholic. and he's an Italian. Now it's out.
Yeah.
You have wonderful things to offer, and you must realize that. And when you must draw from your strengths and your abilities, you see, you go somewhere else.
Yeah.
So, you can have all that. You can have anything you want. But start to really appreciate who you are, and you do not appreciate who you are.
And so, I just picked up the testee again. It's called "You Don't Have to Wait, You Can Have It Now." I think it was by Tom Johnson, maybe.
Oh, Tom Johnson, I knew him.
Yeah, and it's so funny when I picked it up. And I had read it like 100 times, and then I picked it up. You need to read this again. And right when you open it and there's no coincidence, it just says you need to repeat, and it's there. You need to repeat that you're a winner.
Yes.
And you constantly have to, according to what he's saying. And I thought, yes, August. And I added to that, and I've been saying it like 10, 12, 100 times a day. I'm a winner. I take back my power.
But when you say that, what's going on inside of you? You have to believe it.
Well, I think that has to come because it's getting stronger and stronger. You know, I just can't say I'm a winner, I take back my power and believe it instantly because...
Well, how long have you been doing this now?
Just for the last few days.
Well, a few days should be enough. You have to keep doing it and believing it. This is not a game, and you play games.
Mm-hmm.
You love to play games. Don't play games with yourself. This teaching will take you where you want to go. So don't play with it.
And possibly like a session with you.
You know,
to shorten the distance.
Yes.
Oh, that never helps.
We have problems with that boy. But that's how you do it, August. And you just have to keep doing it. But you have to start believing, and you have to make it go in. Everyone wants to live up here.
Mm-hmm.
And this is okay. You can live in your head. But it's the heart. You have to... And all that... Anything you want in life, you must become.
Yeah.
You see, you must become what you want. Understand?
Mm-hmm.
I've loved it for ever since I first heard it, but I use it more recently. St. Francis prayer, you know.
You'd have to refresh my memories.
Well, it's more important that I understand than to be understood. More important that I love than be loved. It's a wonderful, wonderful St. Francis prayer. He didn't write it, by the way, but they call it the St. Francis prayer. But it's always in giving, just forget about yourself, you know, and that ego and so forth, and help other people. You love to help people, but you don't let it sink in that you're doing anything. You do it as a training from your Catholicism.
I don't know that I agree with that. I do it from my heart because I help a lot of people. And you know the old saying, what you give out, you get back threefold. And that was pretty evident with what I just went through, how much I got back. And
Well.
And so I go, well,
that's working. Well, now if you know that that's working, then you have to know that everything else is working. You see, it doesn't work just in this area. It works all over. Mm-hmm. So, you're doing all right. You know. You're doing fine. Jane, do you have a question?
Well, just, you know, same thing, you know, I've been single for a while, and I was always like, God, I'm so sick of being, like, showing up by myself to events. You know, it gets kind of old. You know, you want to have somebody with you that's just not a friend of yours. You know, that, I mean, I can drag anybody with me, say, hey, you know, you want to do this, but you'd rather have that person. And I finally kind of realized, I go, you know, they're not there right now, and that's okay. That's all right, because that type of person just doesn't plop into your life. It can, and I've had a few, but you know, I'm looking for something a little bit bigger. But this is so weird. I've been cleaning out my house, and a long time ago, this is so lame, but when I was working with one of my friends, his friend started making collectibles of football players and basketball players. I mean, he started this company. So my friend talked me into buying all this crap, because he goes, oh, we're going to sell it and make all this. So I bought, you know, he goes, how many boxes? I go, I don't want this crap. And he goes, no, but you're going to make it. So, of course, I still have these boxes, right? So I've been going through them. And I found a friend of mine, his son is paralyzed from the neck down. And he's 19. He's not coming back. And they've done surgery after surgery. And the poor kid, I mean, it's like, he's like, and they're doing another surgery on him. And I'm like, why? He's not going to walk again. I mean, are they experimenting on this poor guy? And so I shut my mouth on that. But so I'm looking, and I found these, you know, like football players, and I thought, well, that might be like a little inspiration, because they're famous football players that everybody knows, and basketball players that might be like a little, you know, kind of, ooh, yeah, you know. And I found one that was one of my ex-boyfriends is a counselor, and he counseled one of these football players when he was going through drug rehab and got him back on track so he could play. And I go, I had one of those, I had that guy. And I go, and I haven't talked to this guy in years, and I go, so I still have, you know, his phone number. So I text him, and I go, I have something for you. But now he's married and, you know, gone on, and I'm done. I mean, I'm not like, I want to see you again. I don't want to see him. I don't. That's done. But I wanted to send it to him, because I go, that was kind of a big deal. And so I didn't tell him what it was, because I thought, oh, yeah, I just want to send you a package in the mail. And he sends me this text back, oh, that's not really necessary. You know, you don't have to do this. And I'm thinking, because he's got like 4 years of sobriety, and he just had his birthday. I go, this would be a nice birthday present for you. And he's like, oh, I don't need anything, and, you know, I hope you have a wonderful life, and, you know, kind of like brushing me off.
Oh, he's going to drink again.
So he brushed me off, and I go, that's fine. So that was yesterday, and then I had that little thing in my car, and I saw my friend whose son is. So I go, well, I have some stuff for your son. I don't know if you want it, but let me know. And he opened it, or he looked, and he goes, do you have any more? And he was so excited, and he was so grateful. And I go, how perfect. And he knew that football player. And he goes, oh, yeah. And he goes, and I go, oh, that's great. And it was just really nice. I go, because I was able to just let it go. And it's like, somebody actually was happy to have that.
Yes.
And he was just like, oh my, he's going to really like this stuff. And I go, that's great.
And that really sounds like an intimate relationship. I mean, not physically intimate, but meaning, you know, how you opened up and you saw through, you know, a way to get And I think that's what is meaningful, right? So, you are complete.
But, you know, I think it was just, because I was kind of like, ooh, I hope this guy doesn't say, oh, let's meet for coffee or something. Because I don't want to see, I really don't want to see him. There's no point.
And you didn't.
No, and I'm like.
And why didn't you see him?
Why didn't I? I didn't want to see him, number one.
That's it. You're the one who is making your world. I don't want it.
Yeah.
And it didn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
You caused it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Good. Mm-hmm. So now you see how powerful you are, young lady?
Rare. Give me those Verizon people.
We're always creating our reality, whether we know it or not. Every thought that we think is a seed that we're planting in divine mind. And that seed will grow the way you want it to. But every seed, every thought, if it's a negative thought, a positive thought, whatever, it's a seed. They're called thought seeds. And you're always doing that. That's why we say, tend to the garden of your mind. What are you planting for your future? You say, are you planting the idea that you'll never find anybody?
I don't think I'm planting that. I just kind of want to.
Are you thinking of it? Did it come through your mind?
Comes through here.
Yeah, well then it's a seed. Once it's there, you've planted it. You know. Now you have to think, that seed, am I gonna don't nourish it. Don't nourish it. And it will dry up and go away. But every thought, if it's a positive thought, a negative thought, is a seed that you are planting in the garden of your mind. Those seeds will develop into your reality, into your future. Make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh. So they're always, it's all thought, it's all mind, all the time. And we have to pull the weeds out, pull that stuff out. I don't want that, I don't want this, here's what I want. And then clean up your thinking. Let's see, you must always keep a clear mind. Most people are doing these treatments and so forth. They don't have a clear mind. They're never going to make it work. I don't say anything to them. Let them do it. No, it's true. You know people like that. They do not do it. And they think they're doing something. They're not doing a damn thing. So, just think of all that power that you have. I have the power to create my life the way I want it to be. And I do that with my thinking. And I give up anything to the contrary. I forgive quickly. You know. Years ago, it was hard for me to forgive and so forth because we were taught to hold grudges, to hold something against somebody. And we thought, oh boy, that's the way it really works. We have to hold that person did something bad, and I'm going to hold it against him to the grave. Well, you have. How stupid. How stupid. You can't do that. You just have to keep forgiving. Why do we keep forgiving, and why do we look at things that way? I'm asking anybody.
I think it set us free of feeling to be.
Because you're God. You're the creator. You see? God forgives constantly. You must forgive constantly. No. That's the way that one works. So use all those. I mean, it's not. It's forgiving and it's loving and it's caring. It's appreciation. It's all those wonderful things. You have to combine all that stuff into your being. And some people don't do it. Or they're just working on the surface. And that's sometimes what I find with you, August. You know the surface, but you do not know underneath. And you must know underneath. It's the whole idea of building your house on a firm foundation. Your thinking must be developed from a firm foundation of knowing that you're worthy, deserving, totally lovable, and that you matter. You see? And then your thoughts change. So you can, people, when you hear, when I hear people say, oh, you know how people are. Well, no, I don't know how people are, and I don't want to know how people are. I want to know how I am and what I am projecting so that people will change and be different, you see. But your mind thinks it's just wonderful. Oh, well, he doesn't do this, he doesn't. That has nothing to do with the thing, nothing. You see? You're the one that's causing everything. And therein lies your freedom, people. If you know that you're causing everything, you can stop it.
Well, isn't it the first thing, though, to become aware? I mean, if he's feeling his loneliness, I mean, isn't that like just an opening, a spiritual opening? It's just, wow, I am. And I would like to have someone to share.
Yes.
So it's actually good.
I know that those people are coming to me right here and right now. Everything you want is already here. You just have to find it and see it. But there's nothing. Just keep telling yourself what a great person you are. Nothing wrong with that. We're afraid to do that because we're saying, oh, well, what are people going to think about us? I don't care what people think about me. No, really, I don't. I have too many other things to do. I never worry about what other people are saying about me. I only worry about what I'm saying about myself. What am I saying about myself? Am I holding myself always in the highest of esteem? Well, I certainly am trying all the time to do that. Because I want this teaching to work, you see. I want it to work. That's how I do it. So it's done with your own mind. You have to use this noggin of yours. And we heard that in school, didn't we? The noggin, use your head, use that stuff. We can do it. You can do it. I saw advertisements on television now about some new something to combine if you're depressed and your medicine that you're taking isn't quite working. Now add this pill and go. But don't stop the other one, it says. Because now you have to take two pills. And depression. I know people suffer from depression. It's a very easy thing to do. But the only way out of depression is thinking. The only way out of depression is thinking. And those people sat around thinking everything is bad all the time. And then they're probably not thinking correctly because they're already on one pill. Now we're going to put them on a second pill and they're never going to be able to think their way out of it.
Yeah.
No, they won't.
They get all the pills and they can't think at all anyway.
Yeah.
Then they need new pills.
Yes. It's a vicious cycle there. But you're controlling your mind.
I never thought of it that way. The way out of depression is thinking.
Yes.
That is so true. You have to think your way out of it.
You have to think your way out of it.
Mm-hmm.
You have to.
Yeah.
See, you can't keep going and taking pills every time you take a pill. What are you saying? I'm depressed.
We'll get you on that one.
So, no. You have to do it. Everything in life is your responsibility. You're doing it. No one is causing you to do anything. You are doing it. You may be influenced, but that's different. So, you can do it. Each and every one of you know how to do it. Use your mind. Use your thinking. There's no dumb people in this room. No dumb people come to this teaching. So you come with a good, healthy mind, and you can learn how to train yourself to think the thought that you want to think, and to get rid of this idea of depression. That's just the biggest thing I ever heard of. Too many people out there think they're depressed. Why? Well, I know I could go through a laundry list of why they are. I can name some of them. The freeway, the commute, that they go to work and work in a cubicle, but it looks like a Skinner box. Do you remember the Dr. Skinner with the rats, the maze?
Yes, absolutely.
Well, and that's what those things look like, don't they? When you go now, you don't even have, it's only up to this high, and a little box you're sitting in.
Well, no, less
well, right. No wonder you're depressed. No wonder. You can't, or that's not good for you. So, but we do it. But you have to think your way out of it. You have to just keep using your mind. You have to tell yourself that you are worthy and deserving, totally lovable, and that you matter, that you are part of the universe, that the universe would be incomplete without you, how important you are to everybody and everything. But you must also be important to yourself. To yourself. And there's nothing wrong with that. People want love. Give yourself love. Don't think I'm waiting for somebody to love me and then I'll be all right. Mm-hmm. Start loving yourself. Yeah, really. You have to do it for yourself. And as soon as you learn how to do that, you'll be surprised. People will pop into your life and want to love you. See?
How about imagining having someone in your life?
Always. Imagination is your biggest thing.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. No, there's nothing wrong with imagination. There's nothing wrong with fantasies either. You know, so you may use your imagination, use your fantasies to bring into your life what you want. If you can't see it in your mind, you won't see it anywhere else. Make sense? Mm-hmm. So, you are the cause onto your own experience, and you do that with your thinking. That's why people can go to a party. Some people loved the party, some people didn't. All in the mind. It was a beautiful party. Well, he talked to me wrong, and this ruined my whole evening or whatever. But you've done it. You caused it. It had nothing to do with the party. You know? Nothing to do with the party. You're connected to this universe. You're connected to this thing called God. Start to use it. Okay? Start to use all that. And it's wonderful. And so are you, and so am I. And there ends the lesson. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.